Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's continue with our Newsmaker series, where we're looking back at some of the big stories that hit the headlines throughout 2025. And this evening we're discussing one of the biggest global events of the year. That was the killing of Charlie Kirk. Take a listen.
Hearing from President Trump, he is on his Truth Social platform saying that Charlie Kirk has passed away. So again, I'm going to read to you what the president said. The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead, Melania, and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you. So again, President Trump telling us at this hour that Charlie Kirk has died. Kirk was shot at an event at Utah Valley University earlier today, shortly after noon, according to the university.
And that was a CNN report announcing the death of Charlie Kirk. Well, he was and remains a divisive figure, and the fallout following his murder continues across the US and indeed the world. I'm joined now by Ava Terry, a reporter with Deseret News, who was actually in the crowd covering Charlie Kirk's visit to Utah Valley University, and she witnessed his shooting. Ava, you're very welcome to the programme. You might just begin, I suppose, by bringing me back to the morning and what the scene was like there as people gathered to listen to Charlie Kirk.
Good morning, Kira. Thank you for having me. Yeah, so that morning on September 10th, I got to UVU pretty early. And I was working on a different story in the library beforehand because the event started at noon. And there were a lot of students there, and they were all talking about it. Not even at the amphitheater, but just around campus, people were talking about Charlie Kirk coming. And then when we got to the amphitheater to wait for him about an hour before, people were gathered way ahead of time. Everyone was really excited. There was a small counter, like a small protesting group. But most people were just really excited to see him.
Okay, so it sounds like it was quite sort of a happy, relaxed atmosphere. But you and your colleague, you were very close to the stage. What do you remember from that moment where that shot was fired?
Yeah, so my coworker and colleague Emma Pitts and I were on the left side near the front. And the bullet hit him. We were staring at him and the bullet hit him on the left. So we saw him fall out of his chair. And then we dropped to the ground and she started to pray, and then everyone ran. And so we ran into the nearest classroom we could find, and it was just absolute chaos from there. And we had known, we had tickets, no one checked our tickets. So the security was just not very present. But within minutes, all of campus was covered in police officers.
I mean, I read lots of your reports from that day, and you can actually really get a sense of the shock that you were feeling as a journalist to have witnessed what you've witnessed and to see this man being shot in cold blood right in front of you. Beyond that, that sort of immediate fear, what has stayed with you most from that day?
Yeah, I think the images of the event have they're not as potent in my mind anymore, which is wonderful. But the thing that has really stayed with me is the aftermath and just how the community came together. And I went down to St. George right immediately afterwards to try to find out what I could about Tyler Robinson, the suspected killer, and his family. And the community there was just absolutely heartbroken. A lot of the people there really loved Charlie Kirk. And I had found a park that wasn't too far from Tyler Robinson's apartment. And there was this interfaith group that was there singing on Saturday morning. And just, they were just absolutely devastated. And so, yes, like Charlie Kirk has had such an enormous influence on American culture, especially for young men, and his loss is still being felt there.
Talk to me about what happened politically in the aftermath of his death.
So, it was very interesting because there was a big divide, and there were people, some people, especially on that Blue Sky, a lot of people were celebrating his death, and even more people were mourning his loss and talking about that. But there was a big divide, and I think we did see some retribution for celebrating his death. Like there was an MSNBC anchor who was fired for making some comments, and we saw Jimmy Kimmel get let go briefly and then brought back on. But there was wide political reactions on both sides of the aisle. And I think that has cooled down quite significantly since then.
As you say, he was a divisive, he was a polarizing figure, but he was also this extremely effective organizer. He'd built this huge movement and really seemed to connect with that more conservative youth movement in the US through his Turning Point organization. What has happened to that organization, I suppose, and that movement without him?
Yeah, so right following his death, numbers of Turning Point USA enrollments across the United States exploded. There were tons and tons of chapters that were being created by students. And even here in Utah Valley, there were like several times the amount of students coming in and wanting to be involved. So it'll just be interesting looking through the next year to see if Turning Point USA can kind of keep that momentum going, or if it was just kind of a terrible, like the mourning caused them to do it instead of something that would sustain the growth. So it'll be interesting to keep following that.
I mean, critics would have said that at times he was too confrontational. Do you think there's been any rethinking amongst politicians or indeed these sort of political activists about their tone and their approach? Or has it actually just gone in the opposite direction?
I think there are good arguments for both sides of that. I think some people would say that, you know, he was divisive and it's gotten even worse. And it's interesting, the divide in the conservative movement right now with Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and that whole mess. I think Charlie Kirk really was a mediator of peace among conservative voices, which is slightly ironic because some people did see him as a divisive figure. But I think that his legacy and his presence in the conservative movement has changed the movement for forever.
And just very briefly, Ava, for yourself, to witness something like that, I think must be quite harrowing. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It was myself and Emma Pitts who were there, and we both talked to a counselor, and she told us, like, what is normal if you go through an event like that? And We're doing really well. And I think the most important thing is just to keep moving forward and keep reporting and keep putting yourself in situations where you're gonna keep moving forward. So I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Ava Terry. We appreciate that. And as you know, as Ava mentioned there, there was an individual who was charged with that murder. And I'm sure we'll watch how that whole case pans out in the coming months. Ava Terry, we will leave it there. Thank you for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hi there, it's Mario Rosenstock. You know your man off Giff Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, but I'm also your man who presents that great podcast called, yeah, you guessed it, the Mario Rosenstock Podcast. You never know what or who you're going to get, but you always get me, a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch, and a conversation with a twist. Catch the Mario Rosenstock Podcast every week on the Go Loud app and all of the usual places.
With On Ice, Ireland's premium ice skating experience, where winter memories are made. Visit onice.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.